Watch, we're talking about alcohol actually shrinking the brain. That happens to people who drink a lot, according to the latest research. Dr. Robert Millman is a psychiatrist and a substance abuse expert at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, when we talk about people who are drinking a lot and that's shrinking your brain, what qualifies as drinking a lot?
According to the study of 1,800, 14 drinks a week was classified as a lot of drinking. 7 to 14 was moderate. But when you think about it, 14 drinks a week is not so much for a lot of people. 6 beers in one day adds up if you drink for a couple of days. But anyhow, a lot was 14.
And a drink is classified as a glass of wine, a bottle of beer.
Or right. An ounce and a half of vodka.
So what happens here is they discovered that people who drink a lot, that their brains were more than 1.5% smaller than people who don't drink. Does this fall in line with what we've heard before?
It's been known for years, or thought for years, that if you drank a lot, your brain shrunk. You would get some sort of atrophy of the brain. But it's never been shown in this kind of a systematic way. And it's never been with this many people. This is actually a remarkable study showing that the more you drink, the more your brain shrinks.
Wow.
Up to about 1.6%, which isn't huge, but it's significant.
Well, and it's more significant for women because it affects women greater than it does men, correct? And
correct.
Why is that?
Alcohol affects women more than it does men, partly because men are bigger. Men have more body water, so it's more dilute. But more important than any of those things is women lack an enzyme, or lack as much of the enzyme, that inactivates alcohol. So when they drink, something like they have a quarter of the degradation that men do. In other words, men get rid of the alcohol and women don't get rid of the alcohol. It remains much more toxic.
They don't metabolize it.
And
I know you say that alcohol can actually become poison, but we hear so much about alcohol, a moderate amount being good for your cardiac health. So what's your best advice for people in terms of how much to drink?
A little.
Mm-hmm.
1 or 2 drinks a night, but not every night, is the way to drink. Take alcohol seriously as a sacrament, but have lots of days off. The big danger is to drink every day without a break, and more than three drinks a day, I think, is dangerous.
And the real good news here is that if you actually stop drinking, you can recover some of that brain loss.
I think that's remarkable. A paper was recently published that showed that with abstinence, there was good recovery, showing that maybe you're not knocking off parts of the brain,
right,
that it's just weakening.
Dr. Robert Millman, thanks so much.